Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Like we had in the Mishnah, the dinim of Shelo Lishma, like we pointed out yesterday also, what the Isser is, Rashi brings here a different pasuk that he brings in Zvachim. We wanted to know whether the Lav itself is the coincides with what the consequence of the psul is. Here it creates a psul and the carbon itself to the extent that it's kosher, v'yena wedel l'shem chayva, or maybe even pasul completely, if it's a chatos. In a case where it's a chatos or a saita, mincha saita. But the Gemara tells us that whatever the lav is, that's a lav shem o'maisa, there's not going to be malchus by it. On the other hand, it does create a psul to the extent that even though the psul is chal already, it's also the shnuyin, but the Gemara says that could even be a svara. The svara is that even though it's already possible, it can't continue to be over. Now the question is, why not? Once the psul is already chal, so no harm done. The milk has already been spilled. So what difference does it make you do something that there's no more of a psul or a less of a psul that's going to be chal later? So why is it usher? But the answer is the way we're learning it. The isser is not to make the psul. The isser is to think of machshava she'ena nechayda. Let's say it's lo yechoshev. So whatever it is, the isser is not to create the psul. The isser is to think of machshava she'ena nechayda, irrespective, whatever the consequence is. Maybe even if there wouldn't be a psul, there would still be the isser. In which, and therefore, it's certainly not going to be malchus for that. You can't go and repeat, you can't be a repeat offender to continue to do whatever other averus. But the psul is already chal. That psul, like we said, is a psul that does not affect the bialus of the behemoth. It is the Ramban, notwithstanding the Ramban in the Melchemes that we have in Sukkah, Lulav HaGozel, who says that he becomes ice bialim, like the way we said from a nazir, and the Gemara not bevav that he could be megaleach on the carbon, on any of the carbon, one of the carbonas, if he did it, shalom lishma, the shlamin, kashim yenuel l'shem chayva, must be that it's his. It's a kashim yenuel l'shem chayva, and he could be megaleach on that. It must be that it's his carbon. Or if he did it by an asham, the matin behindus, he did it shalom lishma, the Gemara in Yuma, and Sabachalaf. So the Gemara says that he'll be able to be Eitzah there too. There we have Rayas. That Rayas from Rashi, Taisus and Chanami and Yuma and Lasamachal, that's a different shot. But the way Rashi learns, we certainly see over there that he's the Bible of one. Then we have the other things that we spoke yesterday. What does it mean that it's a Nadava? It means that he gets a regular Nadava, the Ritzui that he gets by a regular Nadava? Or it means that it's not possible. You can continue to bring it even though he doesn't have the ritzui on it, like we saw from the Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita that the Shita brings in Zvachim, in the beginning of Zvachim. So but Reb Shimon seems not like that. Reb Shimon comes and says, where's a svara of Baisa Mochichin, where it's obvious that what you're doing, it's not like your Machshava is, in that case, it's kosher, and it's also Lailo L'Shem Chayfa. The Gemara says you can have it by Yifus. You can have a case like that by Yifus, because we know by Yifus that the Hazah, there is no Hazah, and there is Mitzui, and the Mitzui must take place L'Maila. So if a person sees that, it's obvious it's an Oilam. Let's say he thought the Shem Chatas, so he thought it's Kosher and it's the Shem Chayva. Nobody would do a Chatas that way. Can't do a Chatas, can't be Yifus. Obviously, in that case, it's myself, machich, and all of that, it's an oila, and afa became. So what would should be, according to Reb Shimon? It should be kosher, and oila, l'shem, chayva, and a chanami. So why do you think it's only true by a mincha? Tosfos mincha means mincha, or oifis, also the same thing. Only by a zevach, by a behemoth, you say it's kosher, the ain't oila, l'shem, chayva. Let me just say one thing here. Remember yesterday we said the chiddush, the Gemara chiddush, shows the Hesber Maybe different hasberim that we could say why this is true. The din of mefagle b'chatzi matir that we have is a machlokes we know. Rebbeir holds we can be mefagle b'chatzi matir. The rabbanon hold they mefagle b'chatzi matir. Therefore, let's say if a person will, for example, later on, will be matir the mincha and the levaida. Shalot with machshavas pigel. Rebbeir holds if you did it by the silas and you did not do it by the levaida, becomes pigel. You know, half a pigel is also a pigel. On the other hand, the rabbanon holds does not become pigel. It becomes pasul, but it doesn't become chayav karis. Agav the machlok that which it becomes pasul is a machlok whether it's a derais or rabbanon. The way Tosis learned it was a drabbanon. Tosis in Zvachim, that then it will be a drabbanon that if you, mefagel, mechatzi matir, it's possible to say makaris. Fine. Okay. But Rebbeir holds the rice and the rabbanon might hold nothing. Rashi might say holds the rice in Zvachim. But it's not that it makes it karis. Pardon me? The rice will be kosher, because it doesn't mean anything. Yivfago b'chatzi matir doesn't mean anything. According to Tosis, the way Rashi learns, it's going to be possible by Tosis to rice, but it doesn't mean they got to be the full din of pigle. Okay. Well, wait. Midrabban. According to Tosis. Now, what we have over here is, l'chaira though, another thing. If we learn like the Arsameach told us he said, that the din is, that's only a din in pigel. Let's say a person would go be mefagel by a chatzi matir, shelo lishma, there even the rabbanon would hold that apostles. You're Isaac in some significant part of the avoda, it makes a psul of shelo lishma, not pigel, but it will make shelo lishma. I have svar to be mechal, we have svar to be mechal. Let's get the din. The din, according to him, is, that it's going to passel on shalom lishma. It will not make it pigle. Therefore, but our Mishnah, we asked right away in the beginning of the Masechta that we have here, and that is, this mincha that we're bringing here, there's Silas, the mincha, and there's Levina. And he did, Achatos, let's say, he did it, it's going to make it passel. The other ones are kosher, the other ones are kosher. Let's assume not like the Arsameach. And that you do it kibitza, if you do a kibitza, shaloi lishma, and you did not do the levaida shaloi lishma, now, it'll be a chatzi matir, at least like a tar. Which themselves only avoidus. Whether or not in the apostles, even by the kibitz, we have a machlokes Rashi with the Rambam, which we'll see more later on, Mitzvah Hashem and Daf Yadalad, whether or not the din is, it's mefagle mechatzi matir by the Maisik Kmitza also, or only by the Haftara. That might not be considered the kibitz of the Silas with the legal Levina as a case of mechatzi matir. I mean, two completely separate avodas. That's how Rashi learns it. By the Haftara, that's just one big Maisa Haftara. What do? You're back there the Levina, and you're back there the Silas. So let's just, to avoid problems, let's go with the Haftara. The Haftara, you would do half the Shem Pigel, the other half you didn't do the Shem Pigel. Chatzi Matir, that's going to be totally remained Rabbanan according to the way we hold. It's not going to be a problem of Pigel. But let's say Shalom Lishma. Shalom Lishma will passel. Therefore, when we come to this Mishnah and we say, "Kol Menachah Shenik Mitzu Shalom Lishma," it has all the data of Shalom Lishma. You don't have to do it to the Levina. The Levina is Levina, separate Levina. It's not going to be a problem of Chatzi Matir. Hashem, if you do the standard way, the simple way, without Kavaldik Chidushim, how do you learn the Mishnah? How's there a Psul of Shalom Lishma? That's Chal. He didn't say it one word about Levina in the whole Mishnah. You would have to assume that he did it by the Levina also. But that comes the Arsameach, that you don't have to do that. Shalom Lishma, you have a Makshav and Psula, Bishas, the kaimitz, or the Torah of the kaimitz, that's good enough, you know, to make the psalm shalom lishma. You don't have to do it by the levaina. If that's the case, then we have akasha, a shnark akasha l'chayra. According to Reb Shimon, the Mishnah will not come out like Reb Shimon the way Rabba learned, where you do something which is obvious, the act itself is obvious, and the machshav is superfluous. Therefore, it's going to be kosher adoy l'shem chayva. Be shleimer when you're talking about the maisa kmitza itself. The maisa kmitza is loaded with oil. You do that, that's not a problem. It is myself, achichon alecha, if you're doing it with a machbas or a macheshes. You machbas, the shei macheshes. Now, you do it the shei macheshes, somebody looks at it, they can tell exactly what it is. Therefore, you do it by the kmitza, it won't come out like Rav Shimon, because the Mishnah says, you do a machbas, the shei macheshes, kashem yeinu el, the shei kaiva. According to Rav Shimon, it should be el, the shei kaiva. Well, let's say you are a machter, the Levina, without being back, we did the Haktara of the Levina, Shaloi Lishma, and you were not Maftir, the silent Shaloi Lishma. You can't tell by the Levina, whether it's a Machmas or it's a Macheshes.
It's the same Levina.
What?
It's the same
Levina. It's the same?
Just the
Levina. Just the Levina. You did just the Levina. Yeah, yes, if you did just the Levina, if somebody will see you being mapped in the Levina, he can't tell whether it's a Machmas or a Macheshes.
All it is Levina.
All it is Levina. So just Levina. The Levina was in the Kli, together with the Kaimitz, but it wasn't tainted by that. And it was in the Kli even before, it was in the Kli of the Bisa. But it didn't get full of oil, drenched full of oil like the other, like a machmas or macheshes. That was something that was on the side. Now you go in your machteret. You did the kmitza from the silas. You can take a look. It's dripping with oil. It's oil. But then you did it from the levina. If you're just going to be machter, the levina, shalom lishma. You can't tell whether it's a Levina of a Machmas or a Levina of a Macheshes. That's great. So if you go and you do that, what should be the din? It should be possible. So even according to Rav Shimon, because by doing the Levina is not going to be, it's not a case of Asel Machicha. So let's say you say like the Arsameh, you have a very big problem, L'chayra. And this is a Shtak Kekasha. L'chayra is a Shtak Kekasha. You do a Kaimitz. Of the machmas from the silas, Masel Machichon, who are you fooling? You're doing it to machmas. Whoever would look at it knows that there's something going on in his mind when he doesn't look what he is, what he's doing. So he's not thinking. He's not doing. He's thinking obviously about something which is not possible. Whoever would see him sees immediately. It's Masel Machichon once, and he's thinking something else. But Levina, you can't construe what he's doing. You don't know what he's doing. It's the same Akhtara of the Levina, no matter what kind of a mincha you're talking about. So there it's not myself, Achichad at all, so I shouldn't have been able to pass on my Shalom Lishma and make a kosher v'yeinu el l'shem chayva. Over there, even Reb Shimon would agree. Even Reb Shimon would agree. So in that case, there you have a case that the Mishnah should be able to come out like Reb Shimon.
When we say he's doing this
machshava,
is he speaking out the
machshava? Speaking it out. And we're going about Rashi, it says it multiple times, and even Tosfos in Tzvachim. The base Tosfos says it in Tzvachim. And the Rashi, we have it in multiple places.
The outside observer.
Well, Masel Machichon, in Ben Weri, he says, where something which is obvious, not by something which is obvious, it means that the machshava has no consequence.
That's what I want.
That, it doesn't make, no. It has to be interpreted as being something which could be affected. Yeah, it has to be.
The mind says itself.
Yeah, the mind is in direct conflict with what you're thinking. This is a kasha. It's a kasha, the chayrin.
It's a ma'isa
ma'kasha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the question.
Rabbi, who asked this question?
Rabbi?
Who asked this question? Is it Rabbi's question?
No, Reb Garbus brings it from somebody and from other people. He didn't say who it was. He didn't say who it was that asked the question. But he says it's not his question. Other people, he brings it from others that asked this question. So I can't identify. Mm. I can't identify who it is. That is okay. Discussion. But he brings it from us.
I have the Minchas Avraham here. I have the Minchas Avraham here on Menachos. I'm going to take a look at it.
All right.
Yeah, sure. I made sure.
Yeah, he brings the kashrut from, I think he brings it from others that is this kashrut. He doesn't identify the shoyel. Now, but so what does it say? Now what? We're going to go through various examples of where, maybe even by a zevach, it's not clear what he's doing. Let's say he shechted kachay kachay mitzafen, which is what he should be doing. And he did it, l'shem kachay kalum. Lirtzu. Why? What should we say? Basel, machichin alecha, the kachay kachay nido, because he did it in the north? Because that is not... Why? Maybe you would think he would have done it in the south. And that thing where it says, no, not necessarily. It says that here, Kachigachim has to be done in the north. But if you saw someone doing it in the north, does not that automatically mean it's Kachigachim? You can do so Kachigachim in the north, of the north also. This not kashchitasa b'chol makom ba'azara. Kachim kalim sheshachta b'darim, though, l'shem kachay kachim. What about that? Kachim kalim, you did it in south, l'shem kachay kachim. Now, obviously, that is not what he's allowed to do. You can shef kachim kalim, but isn't that machiyah that obviously is kachay kachim? Now, of course, why there to myself achichadalad kachim kalandino? Why did kachim kachim itzafen aba avid lehu? He would have done that with kachim. Now this is obviously maybe we could say the same thing by Eifus, right? What do we say now by Eifus? Why is that? That the Gemara said by Eifus that it was a case of it's myself achichad. Because the din is, you have to do Eilus Leif Lamayla, and you can't do Eilus Leif Lamata. The din is like that. That's not like the case of Machlas L'Shem Marcheshis, obviously. What are we saying over here? That's going to be Masa Machicha, because the din that you're complying with does not coincide with what the din of the thing really is. Now, that's not a case of Machlas and Marcheshis. Machlas and Marcheshis, whoever is a complete Amaretz, sees that, who is this guy? He's doing something which is impossible. Think of Machlas, L'shem Marcheshis. A Machlas. What's he thinking? It's a Machlas. What's he doing, L'shem Marcheshis? You make the agreement to a Marcheshis. Marcheshis is a deep fry. Machlas is a shallow pan. He doesn't, what's he doing? He doesn't know what he's doing. Over here, it's not that he saw someone do him. The Amharits would see a Maisu with Chatz Soif and Oil Soif. He doesn't know the difference between them. And the Mitzius, it's not obvious what he's doing. It's only obvious for a person who knows the Din. Is that also a case where it's not myself, Machichen? That's a different case. And therefore, over here, we say to him, really, Shchitus Tzof and Shchitus Dar. Let's say he doesn't know the Din, that Shchachim Kalim have to be done. Or a kachin have to be done with tzaf, and they don't have to be done with dara. Is that a case of myself, machichin? And that's what the Gemara says. Omri kachin kachin, and be'avu da'omar. And he did it, mistake, he shefted it with dara. Don't think about it, yichachi. If that's the case. No. I'm sorry. I skipped that 1 second. There's nothing about it. No. Omri kachin kachin, and be'avu da'omar. So what is he doing? He make a mistake. Side by side, that is that called myself a chicha dummy or not? Here the Gemara and the Kasha asked, Lirtu Masel Machichin Aleha the Kachim Kalam Dino. The Kachim Kachim with Safin Hava Abadu. Obviously, so it's a case where it's not Kachim Kachim, it's case of Kachim Kalam. Amri Kachim Kachim Dino. Umayavahu Diavar. No, maybe he'll say, it is Kachim Kachim. So what's he doing it in the south? You know why? He didn't know. Made a mistake.
The
mice is the same. You can't say it's obvious what he's doing. Maybe he didn't know what to do. Maybe he's making a mistake. Then, of course, we have the same thing by Oifus. But the Gemara says, yeah, by Oifus, the Gemara could have answered that too. Rashi comes and says, Amar, the Amar Rachmana, Af Bedarin. See the Rashi? 5 lines down from the very top of the Amar. Amar, the Amar Rachmana, Af Bedarin. The Laikava Lutzafin, the Kaval Chatas, the Asha, the Ayla, the Xim, the Ayla, Yerachabisbeyam, Tzafayna. And therefore it's different. It's only by Kutche Kutchen. But you have that. Then the Gemara is going to say that maybe it's going to be different because we have a difference over here. The Gemara is going to say, when he says by Oifus, it's different.
The Gemara doesn't ask like this.
Yeah, it doesn't ask by, no, the Gemara before by Oifus says that it is like that, but over here it's not, right? So that's a mistake, yeah. That we have a Rashi. Taisvis. Here may the Pisha Hiskil Ahakshais. Chatras Ha'oif, he brings. Ameyavar Huda La'ovar. Yeah, the fourth time. See the Taisvis. Ameyavar Huda La'ovar Vishachtina Vidarim. Hadalo Vishani Hachi Liel Gabikusha Chatras Ha'oif. See that? She's a double lamata, the shame I was a wife. Maybe he did it lamata. Isn't it obvious? Perish bakutris, the shum de ikatarti. What? Because there are two mistakes. The lotai she yasa hazah, a lamata. First of all, there's no hazah by an idol's wife. There's only mitzvah. Second of all, whatever it is, it has to be done lamayla. It's a chiluk that we would never have been mechavet to. Well, about the perusha kasha, the imkay tikshelo mechatas behema. What about chatas behema lishem ayla the katarti shinui? The chiluk also can perish in the liel. The chiluk can be the nira the hashla chayzer bo mishinui the liel the mizvachem alo liyifus. The gemara at this point, Taisus holds the gemara doesn't hold the chiluk that we said before. The Zvachim Lovely Eifus. The Akula Likalishnui. The Ab, the Abrina Bava Ab, maybe in Chanami. That is not an issue. According to this Teretz, maybe it was, that's the Teretz that we have by Eifus also. And therefore, that's not a case of Asel Bachichan Alamad. And when Reb Shimon says it, he only says it by a Mincha. He doesn't say it by Eifus. Not the way the Gemara said before. That's in the Matthias, it's Bachichan. No, it's more than Amavra Avar. If you look at it, any Amorist that would look at it will know that he's wept out. You know the halacha thing, it's a Mitzvah thing. No, but if you look, what is he saying? He sees right away it's a Machmas. Or he saw right away it's a Machmas. So what's he thinking? Oh, I'm taking this Mincha, and I'm doing it in the Shei Machmas. He's talking about a deep pan. And you're doing it, the shame, you're doing it, what do you think? You think it's a machmas. But it's not a machmas, you see it's a machmas. You're saying, I'm taking this mikvah of the deep pan, and I'm now being mekaybetz with the I'm making the kibitza from, a shallow pan. So what? Are you nuts or something? It's a deep pan. So the Hachi Machmas L'Shem Marcheshes Nami Heidika Kovitz L'Marcheshes Omar. Hi, maybe he thinks it's different. Hi, but Marcheshes Nodar. Maybe his nether originally was with the Marcheshes. What am I seeing with Machmas? The Marcheshes who? He maybe as far as the nether goes. Hi, the Maisi, Lubin Machamas. He said the Machashis, who be Abahu the Omar, Boss, you be Machamas. Hassan, nothing about it. Kinami, that doesn't make any sense. Hassan, Kinami, the Machashis, no dar. Even, well, Kimaisi, Lubin Machamas. Machamas have you. There it's a different thing. Because over there, let's say he brought a machmas when he made the nether of the macheshes. The carbon that he brought, is that good or is it not good? It's a regular machmas. Will he get the mitzvah of the machmas? So saying he will, it's a regular machmas. He's not going to be yitzah. So what did he do? He's going to get the mitzvah of the machmas. It just happens to be that he's not going to be eating the Marcheshes. I have to bring another one, the Shea Marcheshes. But it's not that something is lacking in the Machabas. That's what the Gemara is saying. Get a snod. And he brought the wrong thing. The Heavy Marcheshes. Or he said, Areel and Marcheshes, and he brought the Machabas. Mashehevi, what he did is completely good. He can eat it. He can do everything. Well, it's nothing. He gets whatever Ritzel he normally would get. He's good. He brought the wrong thing, so he gets fine. Be they need a low yotza, but that's nothing to do with that.
But in the kashu, how it would work as a
Some of the kashu, we thought that it should come out. It should be a really emachashes with limitations. And therefore, what would happen? It's kosher. So what will happen over here? What will happen is, the Gemara thought, that what will happen? And therefore, should be kosher, be anyway, the shame chayva. So what's he going to be had? If he had kavana, let's say, to bring him our cheshes. I mean, he made a nether to bring him our cheshes. He's bringing a machavas, the shame our cheshes. So the Gemara thought, what happened? He's not the yaitzer of machavit. He's not. He's not going to have the full ritzui of the machabas. There's going to be some kind of a chesaron in the machabas. It's easier to, it'll be easier if we don't view it as a machabas machashas. Let's say we have one as a michas chayte. Oh, there it's not because it's not going to be in the dofa anyway. But let's say that, if we're going to learn that he made that mistake, then it should be possible. Let's say a michas chayte. Then the word says no. What'll happen if he did? If he made a haray, a lie to bring a machamas, and he brought a mechas chayte. Right? He brought it. So what will happen? He's taking a mechas chayte, doing it l'shem machleshes or machamas. So what will happen over there? What says if he's going to be doing that? What should happen? What I'm saying, he's doing it l'shem machleshes, but over there it's going to be. The Gemara is saying that what will happen. I mean, if he's doing it, let's see, that's the way the halacha thing. It's.
It's the way it is,
the marcheshes. Yeah, the Gemara is saying it's not a case of kashrim yedu al l'shem chayda. That has the full kayach of the one that we're saying. Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah. And the teretz is that, so therefore it can't be included in this. Therefore, it's not included in what Reb Shimon is saying. It's nothing to do with it. So therefore, you can't say, because he made he did the wrong thing. Because it's going to be, it's not because he did the wrong thing. There it says, because it taka works. What he did was completely good. But he's not yet to the netter. Netter, he didn't do that. The Dilma Omar Zul, something about it, so there's a difference. And the difference is, if he said, the Dilma Omar Zu, the Hamim Machabas, he didn't merely say, Arelai Machabas. He's saying, I'm bringing this for the Machabas. The Hevi Machashas. And he brought this as the Marcheshes. Kiddusnag, like we learned that later on, at the end of the Masechta. Zu lahavi b'machavas. I'm bringing this one for a machamas. This is the one. I'm not saying this, I'm bringing a machamas. I'm making an edit to bring a machamas. No. This particular one I'm bringing for a machamas. The Hayim of Archeshes. And he diverted it, changed it, to be now, transformed it to be a Marcheshes. Or the other way, Marcheshes Revi Machmas. Zu Lavi Marcheshes, and he did be Machmas. Harezu Psula. Harezu Psula. It is Pasol. That's different than the case, according to Hashem. And the Gemara says, You're right, according to the Rabbani, but the Reb Shimon. Came in the Omar Reb Shimon. After they nidra yatsa, where the case of machshav is machiach, alma. So what do we see according to him? Can we use the mada, the love klumho? The fact that it goes in, that it's in one particular court, keli, does not determine what it is. Alma, can we use the mada, like klumho? That doesn't have any consequence of what it is. And it doesn't make any difference. So what will be? If I'll bring it Zulahavi Babachvas and he put it as a Marcheshes. What's a Marcheshes? Full fledged Marcheshes. He gets the Ritzay of a Marcheshes. And the fact that he designated this Kli, that does not say that this has to be brought Dafke for Marcheshes, because he sued Zulahavi Marcheshes. The kviyas of the mud that he identified it, it has to be a Michas Marcheshes, doesn't mean anything. You brought it as a Marcheshes of Machmas, full carbon of a Machmas, doesn't make a difference at all. He said, I'm going to bring him on the Marcheshes, you'll bring him Marcheshes also. Oh, what about the following, though? We have other examples. Oila sheshachat l'shem chatos. Now, what is the din? An oila that he shechted l'shem chatos is kosher and a maratza. There it's even in the mitzvahs. Whoever sees it knows that the whole thing itself is one big mistake. Why? And it's by chiyach that he did it with shem chatas. Nobody's going to take him seriously anyway. Why?
What Reb Shimon said.
According to Reb Shimon, the chayyim in light of everything we're saying, it should be a legitimate oila. What did he do? Oila sheshachdat l'shem chatas. Now, what is the din? Kosher v'ena maratza. Why? The zacharai the kevim. He can't bring a chatas from the way he brings it. It's obvious from what he's doing is that he's bringing an oila. The chatas is always in a keva. The chatas is always in a keva. What does he bring? A kisba or a sira? And an oila is always a zachar. Keva dikasar nasi, the zachar who lo yadia. A kid, a person would see it, he wouldn't jump to the conclusion that it's obviously a chatas. Not clear. It might be a chatas, even if it's a zachar. If the melech goes and he did it, so erechanami, you can have it. All right, so that is a chiluk. Shalos, how much is a machalik. But we see, when a person, that's why I said before, that's what in the perception of people, what is it exactly? Kama de'ika sayer nasi, the zachar lo yediyah. Doesn't mean it's lo yediyah. It's not known 100% clear what it is. Same thing. Well, I was going to say, look, Abba L'Shem, what about this? The opposite. Abba L'Shem Chatas Yachid. Let's say he said, I'm doing it L'Shem the Chatas of a regular, simple person. Not a Chatas of a Soyer, of a Nasi. I'm bringing it for the one that has to be Yitza, a Kisba or a Sira. What about that? A regular chatzos of a regular person. He shefted it l'shem ayla teratzu. Why? The chatzos of the kevah, yela zachar. No, can't tell by that either. The reason is, because it's b'chasim b'yalya. Because you can't tell if it's a zachar in the kevah because the those Eivarim are covered up with the tail meat, which is, I guess, a big clump.
But he knows.
What?
He himself knows that it's an impossibility.
Yeah, but it's not, but intrinsically, it's not something which is clearly liquor to everybody else. It's not totally only in him. Let me tell you, it has to be something what the etzem baisa is. Let me just take just an example. The icy kibsa. What about, that's very nice if you bought a female sheep. Suppose you bought a female goat. Icy seira doesn't have it. That area is not covered up. There is no value. My kodem Ella Bates Harb that came is Labadai to the Inchi. People can't tell by looking at it what it is normally, a regular person.
That's the city.
If you know really somebody knows animals, a regular person can't. You see a dog walking in the street. You can tell whether it's a dog or the caveman? Well, I don't know what the people say. You see a dog walking in the street, can you tell by looking at it if it's a sucker in the caveman? I'm not saying you can't tell, but a person who knows dogs could do it. If he doesn't know dogs, he won't be able to tell. How many people could tell? Everybody in this room. I don't think I can tell. What?
Everybody could tell, and you just don't like to look at dogs.
No, even if I looked at dogs, I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference. Yeah. I don't think so. Huh?
Put it upside down.
What? You gotta turn it upside down and examine it, maybe. All right. Okay. All right, okay.
You know dogs, you know.
I found in the past, every time I say something about dogs, the sensitive people get very offended by the denigration of the dogs, you know, so they don't like it. It's not a good, they might just say a gorilla maybe or something, you know, but.
Let me do your shalmi. The dog sat in front.
That's right, your shalmi and trumas. That's right, very good. Very nice. That he said what? Right by the seat, by the dining room table.
Why is the tongue in the way people see it? My seven
feet. Yeah. That's the point. It's hard to understand why he would hold like that. You're right. But let's take the other examples also. Micah, Ella, Bates, Carmen, and Cavis, people don't know the difference. At least by saying it immediately. Pesach, Shishoto, the Shem, Osha. Now we know that a carbon Pesach is what? It has to be a Zohar, and it has to be a Bet Shana. It's not just a sheep, it's a lamb. Right? With the mitzvah on Pesach is to eat lamb chops. You bring it for a carbon, and you eat lamb chops. It has to be
a
first year. The first year, second year is possible, but it has to be a Zohar. The Ben Shana, let's say you did a Pesach, Lushay Ben Oshun. Isn't it obvious you're doing for a Pesach? Why? Because the Pesach is a Ben Shana. It has to be within the first year, and an Oshun is a 2-year-old. And my assumes that everybody knows the difference between a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. Kevadika Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzayra. That have to be 1 year. Also here, also the same Sephardic word said by a nas bob sikolay. Right, so therefore, it's not clear that it should be different. Amar l'shum asha asham gizelis. However, let's say I'm doing it l'shem the asham gizelis. That has to be 2 years. L'shum asha asham gizelis Michael LeBeimer. The Su Asham Gizelis, Vasham Be'ilis, that are 2-year-olds. Sheshakta Lashum Pesach Lirtsu. Why? Because the Pesach Ben Shana, the Honey Ben Shnei Shana. You can tell the difference between 1 and 2 years. Ella Ben Shmei Ben Shana, the Ben Shnei Shana, Lavadai to the Yidshi. Why? The Ika Ben Shana, the Ben Zika Ben Shnei. The Ben Shana, sometimes that looks like 2. The Igla Ben Shtayim, the Ben Seke Ben Shana. And therefore, those things are hard to figure out also. Sayer, Sheshachta, Lashem, Asha, Lashum Asha, Lertzah. What about that? Why? Because when you talk about the Sayer, what is Sayer? Sayer is a he goat. And you shechted it, Lashum Asha, which is a sheep. Why? The high tzemer, the high sayer. The sheep is covered with wool. A goat does not have wool. A goat has hair. By the sheep, you have its fleece as white as snow, but not by a goat. No, people are going to say, the goat. No, it's not a goat. It's a sheep. Just happens to have black. It just happens to have a black covering. Ego bar. What about that? You have a calf or a bull, and you shechted it l'shu Pesach. Now Pesach has to be either a sheep or a goat. Can't be a calf. It can't be from the bovine family. Ego par sheshechta l'shu Pesach. The Asham Lirtzu. Why? The Ego upar Pesach the Asham Leka. Can't have that. Ego upar by a Pesach and by an Asham. You don't have Eidachinan. Eidachinami. Over there we do have a problem. Umay Zvach. So what does it mean then? That by Zvachim, Reb Shimon, that we say that he says by Menachas, She'ein HaMenachas Naimis L'Zvachim. What did he mean? Before Ganabi, Elabi, She'ein HaMenachas Naimis L'Zvachim Kamar, Kamar L'Zvachim V'lov Li'Yifis. So there means that it means that the whole din of Shalom Lishma, Ein HaKanabi, only applies by Zvachim, not by Menachas. What's Ein HaKanabi? What it means is, most cases of Zvachim. You can have a case where it's going to be kosher absolutely Lishem Kleva. Remember, this whole Gemara that we have for the last block is Rabbah. How Rabbah learned the Sefirah and Reb Shimon, and when Reb Shimon says that it's means according to him, the Mishnah will not come. According to him, the way he learns the whole Mishnah will not be like Reb Shimon. The whole Mishnah tells us that there's a din by a mincha of Shelo Lishma, and Rav Shimon holds by us as where Maisa Machichin, because we have a Svara Maisa Machichin on it, therefore the din is not like that by a mincha, but rather the din is what? You did mincha Shelo Lishma, it's kosher, and it's also Oyla L'Shem Chayva. It's also Oyla L'Shem Chayva, and therefore it will, the whole Mishnah will not be like him.
What? Did Rebbe explain the rationale for Rav Shimon?
What?
What is the rationale for Rav Shimon? We just did a blot to Rav Shimon, and I just don't understand
the rationale. That's what I see Shmuel Aaron is very bothered by also. The rationale, again, it's not based on psukim. It's based on because the dinim are not based. The dinim are based on things that could make sense. Where it's obvious that what the person is doing is because he's whacked out. That it doesn't have the Torah didn't give dinim for that type of matzav.
Then he's treated like star?
He's treated like what?
Like a star.
Like a what?
Star.
Like star. Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's right. The machshava is ineffective. The machshava is ineffective where it's obvious and it's not. So if it's ineffective, what happened? So Jonathan added to that. When the machshava does not make sense, you treated it as if he did not make the machshava. So what are you left with? You're left with a stomach. That's how Jonathan linked to. It's a nice haisafa a little bit.
Otherwise,
then the machshava does not make sense the way it is, where it's absolutely a ridiculous thing. You know what it's like? It's a la bar mina in a machruf. It's like the machshava that does not make sense is not to be counted for anything. So what are you left with? You're left with a stomach.
How does
chutz
work?
How does chutz? What chutz?
Also makes sense.
What's chutz? What do you mean chutz?
No,
that makes sense. I'm planning to eat the carpet tomorrow.
And chutz it's possible.
I'm doing this. No, there makes plenty of sense. I'm shechting the carpet in the Azara. I'm going to do the Zrika outside.
Makes no sense.
Right. I'm not doing it. What do you mean? It makes sense. I'm not allowed to do it. But it doesn't, that's not that it doesn't make sense. He's an Avaryan. He says, I know there's a Loyachashim, and I know that I have to do the Shechita and the Zrika in the same place. They should know, I hold that today it's mutter to be makrib on vomis, and I'm gonna go to the shechita with the intention of doing the, zrika chutzlis, chutzlum kaimon. Why does that not make sense?
And everything that you know, you can't bring a power for a
these are did what you know and don't know, but the other ones don't make sense at all. I'm doing it on a, what am I doing here? I'm doing a kritza in a machabas. What do you say? I'm doing it as a marcheshes. This, what does this have to do with the marcheshes? I'm using a mosnah. That's not true. What, he doesn't know that, he doesn't know the difference between a machabas and marcheshes. Anybody knows the difference. Machabas says, I'm saying it in English. I'm doing the kritza in this narrow, in the shallow pan that it should work for the kritza of a big pan, of a deep pan. Nobody knows what he's talking about. A regular man, what do you mean? You do it for a deep pan? This is not a deep pan. It's a shallow pan. So what are you doing? Stam, it's a meshuggah. Okay, now what? That is all Reb Shimon. That is all the way Rabba learned Peshat. And the steer, how Reb Shimon, he's not, these can't be like our Mishnah. And where is it that we have a steer in Reb Shimon? But where you have Svar by Selbachich. And Rabba, now we have, I don't think we said yesterday, besides Rabba, we have Rabba and Rabashi that we brought. Rabashi was never a problem in the first place. But Rabba was the problem. Rabba Amar Loikashi. Kad Bekaimetz Mincha Lishum Mincha. Kad Bekaimetz Mincha Lishum Zevach. Where is it that Reb Shimon held that everything was good? He held that it was good where it's a mincha l'shum zevach, but not where it's a, the other one. He said that, where was it that it was good? He held, a kad b'kaimitz mincha l'shum mincha, kad b'kaimitz mincha l'shum zevach. Why? Mincha l'shum mincha is always good. What? It's always good where he did a machmas l'shem marcheshes, or any of the menachas that he comes to confuse or to change it.
They're all the same.
Why? Because we have a pasuk. Because it says, v'zayis tairas ha-mincha, taira achas l'chol ha-menachas. And therefore, if you did a minchas machmas l'shem minchas marcheshes, no harm done. There's no din of shalom l'shma. Mincha l'shum zevach. Zayis tairas ha-mincha. Like it says, Zayis tairas ha-mincha. The Zevach, like Siv, that's different. There, Avada, the din is over there, that you're gonna possible. It's gonna be Kosher Edo out of the Shem Chayv. Ay, Matana, that's very nice. But what did Reb Shimon say the reason is? Something to do with anything, because of Mitzvah Sarkosov. What? What does it mean? Yeah, so he's being kibitz to mincha, that it should be I'm making it into an oila. You're right, 100%. He's also off. But so not only that, if he's already off, what did he say the reason is? The way the Gemara is saying now, it's going completely away from that svar. We're not dealing with that svar anymore. We're talking about a pasuk. Look about a pasuk. So what's it have to do with the whole thing? Masel machichah. Bahatana b'deish masel machichah olah. Kamar. What did Reb Shimon say? He said because the machshav is mir. Now you're saying a whole different thing. By a mincha, this exerts hakosav and doesn't apply by shalom lishma. Something about no hachikah. Afal gav the machshav. What he's saying is the following. If the hand, it's a little tricky here. Hachikah. Afal gav. The machshava, the low minkarahi. Even though it's a machshava, which is not the low minkarahi, but the posel. Where is it? Let's say it was minkara. I forgot that it was a machshava, the low minkarahi. Again, but the posel. Maybe there's a svara that it should be posel. So it's teresa mincha, terachas balamanachas. That what? Aval gav the shkita achas lekulon. Even though you have a svara of shkita achas lekulon, and therefore, because of that reason, maybe it also should be the same. Zayis Taira Ava Gav the Shkita Achas Lekulon, like you have by a mincha. Zayis Taira Sa Mincha V'Zebach like Siv. Doesn't say like it's like Siv. And El, wait, I'll come right back. Wait a second. El Meyata Chatos Chaylev Sheshanto L'Shem Chatos Da'am L'Shem Chatos Avodas Kochavim L'Shem Chatos Nazir L'Shem Chatos Mitzayra Eik Sheira Mitzayra. Let that be kosher, and let it be meratze. Why? The Omer Achmanim says, Teres Achatos, Tera Achas, Nechol Achatos. Enechadami, Reb Shimon Achidami. According to him, Enechadami. You have that according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, like Reb Shimon, Enechadami, that one will be good. He says, Teres Achatos, Tera Achas, Nechol Achatos. Reb Shimon Achidami. The Rabbanan, though. Omer Rava. What did Rava say? Chatas Kalev Shishachta Lashem Chatas Dam Lashum Chatas Hamadis Kachavim Kshera Lashem Chatas Nazir Lashem Chatas Mitzayra Oli Yitzbasel. Why? Because even though it's a Chatas, but it works not there to be Machaper. The Hani Eilis need, they have a din of Eilis. And Ravacha Breda Rava Masnila Lakulu Lipsula. He held that, that's what we know from Svachim. That's how we hold. We hold like this. Rabbi Pask is like this. Why? The Shachar Aysa L'chatas Hashem Aysa Chatas. And therefore, it's going to be puzzle. Therefore, in that case, it's going to be puzzle. And Echadami, if you hold the Xeris HaKosim, of the Zayis Tairas HaMincha, that's the reason. So what is he bringing the Svara for? What is he bringing the Svara for? Of Basel Bachichan Aleha? So that he's bringing to tell you that even though the svara might be that it should be, good or no good, aval pikein, and it is that it's going to be good. Why? Here, Fred, see the top rush. Bachi kama. The second line. Bahatana maseh bachichon ol mincha l'shum zevach nami l'skasher. In the maseh, bahatana maseh bachichon oleha. And therefore, what should really be? By a zevach, it should be good. It's obvious, but when you're doing it, it's not an oila. Hachi kamar. Aval pi, she'ein ha-menachas daimis lizvachim. Even though menachas are not daimis lizvachim at all, the aval gav, the akhoimitz machmas, the shemar cheshes, it's a makshava, the lai minkara. And therefore, since it's a machshava de lo minkara, it should be pasul. Shiyake, elavadai nikar. It's not el. Even though by here it's not that. Shemachmas lo minkara. Shiyake ni elavadai nikar sheinoche davasel machichin. There it can be ma ikalameva to mitzal. There you can say it's vada apostle. The opposite of what we're saying. That's why I said it was tricky here. That we said over here that ekonomemer over there, we could understand that it could be possible. Why? Because it's a machshava where it's obviously something messed up over here. And therefore, the more svara that it's messed up, the more of a reason to be possible. The exact opposite of what we've been saying. Machshava, the people of the vada sphere like machshava, it's a distortion to lie. Kolshke jibzula. Kamash v'lod. Aval pi, you have that? We have zayis taras. We have the pasuk that says that it's good. Wait a minute. Afilu achi alu. It says zayis taras hamitzah. So the way we have it, it means even though it's a case of the even though. Here we don't have like we have over there. Over there we're saying that it's going to be puzzle. Over there we're saying it's going to be puzzle because it's machshava de minkara. Here it's not that. And therefore, the other way. Even though we see over there, it's obvious that someone over here, we have a svara. The avagam, the akhaim, it's machmas, l'shum, l'cheshes, it's machshava de minkara. that there, and therefore, it's not like the case of Zvachim, and therefore, it's certainly Shvit. Elavadai Nikr Shein Ocheinu, the Masel Machiche Nikr Lameimar, that it should become possible. The Vada, because it's obvious that it's no good. I mean, it's obvious that I'm, that there's more of a distortion here. Right, Zevach, you don't have that. Over here, it's a distortion. And there, because it's a distortion, it's more of a reason for it to become possible. Probably got it is like that. We have a possible existence or something. And therefore, it's according to him, it's going to be good. So which means that again, that's according to Rav, he does the Svara. According to Rav, it's exerts a kusuf that the Mishnah will come out not like him. And Ravashi Omar, like Asha. Now we have the Ravashi that we were referring to originally on that base. Ravashi Omar, like Asha, the Stira and Rav Shimon. God became its Machavas. Remember like we said yesterday. He did of being claimants the pan the shoe macheshes, and he did not use the word mincha over there. It's good. Kad the claimants minchas machavas l'shem minchas macheshes machavas l'shu macheshes b'monach kubachashiv uvabak uvachshav b'monach my posla. Stop! He's not talking about the carbon even. Not saying the words of the carbon. Minchas Machas Shu, Minchas Machas. There even he agrees to it. The Minchas Apostle of Machshav. He's talking, that's the fundamental difference according to Ravashi. In Ravashi, the Mishnah is good. We never said that according to Ravashi, the Mishnah will not be like Rav Shimon. Now, of course, we have to say, what does it mean again, the same thing? What does it mean by Sel Machshav, Machshav, what does that mean? So the same thing again. Even though it's a machshava the midkar tipasel, because the more nickered and ridiculous what you're saying is, it's more of a reason that should become pasel. Oh my. Then it's the other way. It's not that ridiculous. And over here, it's completely ridiculous. At least over there. You know why over there it's possible? Because he's thinking about the Zvicha. Whereas over here, what's he thinking about? Over there, he's thinking about the pan itself. That doesn't do anything. What about if he says a chareva mishumbulula? Now, chareva mishumbulula is not really the shame of the mincha. He says that I'm giving a dry one to shame the wet one. The one that's mixed with oil. The dry one, like a chatos, when there's an issa, you don't have oil mixed in with it. The other ones are mixed in with oil. They didn't identify the mincha. That does anyway doesn't mean. He's saying, not identifying the mincha. Why don't you, maybe he doesn't mean the mincha. Maybe he means l'shum shlomit v'yalma. Means it should be for what? For peace? For peace? V'yalma l'achi ashtar ha'asam zebach gufa ikri shlomit. There we would say it. The name of the carpet is shlomit. But the name of the carpet is shlomit. Diksev v'abakim is ev daba shlomit. Hazorik is daba shlomit. Acha mincha gufa bi ikri belula. The whole mincha blula v'ashem exim. All it says is to describe the mincha as being something like mixed in with oil. Blula v'ashem and ikri blula stubby. It's not called a mincha blula. It's not called a blula. Stubba la ikri. Now, kulu karaba la yomri. The fact that everybody doesn't reconcile the stira in Reb Shimon, like Rabba said, it's all based on the Machshava, the Minkara, the Adarab, Machshava, the Minkara, Pasarachma. Adarab, By karbanis, it's more of a reason to passel, not a reason to reject it. The Rav Alei Amri, that Rav said the reason is because of the Zayis Teres HaMincha. The Zayis Teres Lo Mashma Lahu. They don't have such a drasha. Karavashi Alei Amri Mishum Kushin the Rav Acha Berei the Rava, that he said the same thing by Achatas. Remember, we hold by Achatas what? Because Lashon Gev Mishum Kushin the Rav Acha Berei the Rava by Achatas, you should say the same thing. Zayis Teres Achatas. And it's not like that. He holds that the din is a chatas kalim l'shachto l'shem chatas dan is posel. Nilsa the pshita lay the rabba lahai gisa or the rabba lahai gisa if I lay the rabbi shia. This is not the by rabbi shia. Yami la babi ne rabbi shia me rabasi. Mincha l'shum zevach. If he did a mincha l'shum zevach, mali amar amshem. What is the Shita of Reb Shimon? They all thought there was another Pashit that, because it's a Milsa, that they said Dover, which is the high Gisel Rav, whether it's not a good, whether it's no good. What did Reb Shimon hold over here? Time is Reb Shimon, should the Machshav of the Midkra, like Pasla, and this is also like that, the Machshav of the Midkra, who? You did what? After all, you did a Midkra L'Shum Zevach.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, Baham Machshav of the Midkra, Odilma, Time of the Reb Shemin Mishum Diksev Zeis Tairas HaMincha Bezev Bezevach Lo Ksev. It doesn't say Zeis HaMincha Bezevach, and therefore over here you don't have Lo Ksev. Amalei Kulbi Gadus of Daito Shem Reb Shemin Kerava Lo Mishani Lo Mishum Kusha Dabaya Kerava Lo Mishani Lo Mishum Kusha Bezeis Tairas HaChatos and Keravashi then when they answer Lo Mishani Lo Shum shkusha de ravacha bere de rava. Was it a kash of ravacha bere de rava? You're like ravashi. And what was that? The ravach shkusha de ravacha bere de rava. Again, the shkusha de ravacha bere, shum ravacha bere de rava. Because what was his kash of ravacha bere de rava that he asked at ravashi? The what? By the chatras. That's the middle thing. Here he is, the one that is kashrav chareva the shape blula, and therefore that he held that would be a tie to come to. All right, that would be something for Mamshuma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.